It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.
Tonight from the Bath County High School Gymnasium in Owingsville, it's a semifinal round game in the girls' Eastern Kentucky Conference Tournament between the Round County Lady Vikings and the Russell Red Devils. Head over on, I'm Randy Stacy along with Jared Stacy for WIVY Sports. Round County, coached by Matt Stokes, is 1-1 on the season with a loss at Morgan County and a home win over Greenup County in the first round of this tournament. Russell, coached by Mandy Lane, is 1-0 on the season with a first-round tournament win over West Carter. The winner of this game will face Bath County in the first of two championship games on Thursday here in this arena. We'll be back with the lineups and more after this on WIVY and WIVYRadio.com.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, '63. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 16. It has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Bath County High School, let's check the starting lineups. First for the Russell Red Devils, with Coach Mandy Lane, 1-0 on the season. And by the way, since 1999, these two teams have played even in 42 games. 21-21 is the series. For Russell, starting at a guard is Penn State signee Shaylin Steele. She is a 5'6 senior. The other guard, Bella Quinn, a 5'3 senior, is a signee with Cutstown University, a Division II school in Pennsylvania. At the forwards, Kennedy Darnell, a 5'7 sophomore, and Courtney Fitzpatrick, a 5'10 senior. The center will be Hannah Sanders. She is a 5'10 senior. And then it was 59-14, Russell defeating West Carter in the first round of this tournament. For Round County, one guard will be Diamond Wills, a 5'5 junior. And another guard, Kelby Ford, a 5'6 eighth grader. Third guard, Brinley Walker, a 5'8 freshman. At a forward is Destiny Utterback, a 5'6 senior. And the center is Olivia Beach. So once again for Round County, Wills and Ford and Walker the guards. Utterback at a forward, Beach in the middle. And for Russell, Steele, Quinn at the guards, Sanders at center, Darnell and Fitzpatrick are the forwards. Officiating crew, they worked the first game tonight, which saw Bath County easily defeat Lewis County 52-29. That referee for this one is going to be Maddie Jones, and she'll be out there along with Kenny Kegley and Dave Anderson. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
tournament started on Saturday night with Bath County defeating East Carter, Lewis County defeating Fairview, Round County beating Greenup County, and Russell blowing out West Carter. Over in the consolation bracket tonight, East Carter is playing Fairview and Greenup County is playing West Carter. Here we've already had Bath County defeat Lewis County 52-29, and now Round County and Russell will battle for the other spot in the championship game at 6 o'clock on Thursday. The boys' tournament saw Bath County lose to East Carter, Lewis beat Fairview, Round beat Greenup, and Russell defeat West Carter. And in the semifinals tomorrow night here, East Carter will play in the first game against Lewis County, and the second game will be Round County and Russell. Consolation game tomorrow night, Bath County is against Fairview, and Greenup County against West Carter. Round County, home white uniforms. That's their spot in the bracket. Green numbers, green lettering, and some black trim. And hard to see the Russell numbers. They are in black uniforms with dark maroon letters and numbers and some gold trim.
Thank goodness they have the gold trim. If they didn't have that, we would be in trouble.
And now, we certainly know Shaylin Steele and Bella Quinn, but the others might be a little hard to pick up.
On paper, Russell a big favorite in this one, zero doubt about it. No need to sugarcoat it. Round County's going to have to play not a perfect game, but a near-perfect game to come out on top of this one. And Russell just so talented, Randy, compared to Round County. And it's not strictly maybe from a talent perspective, mainly an age perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Shaylin Steele, what a great player she is. She's sort of been in the shadows of Haven Ford in the last few years, even though she's very, very good. Anyway, she is on the way to Penn State. She played a lot of AAU ball up east this past year, and she has signed with Penn State. And Biggs from Boyd County is going to go to Pitt.
Dave Anderson, Maddie Jones, and Kenny Kegley, they're working a doubleheader today. Only makes sense.
Yep, good officiating crew, and they make a little more money.
Steele, Quinn, Saunders, Darnell and Fitzpatrick, the five in black for Russell, moving from left to right. Round County from right to left. Walker, Ford, Beach, Utterback, and Wills. And the tip's going to be controlled by Russell and Darnell. Darnell, Kennedy Darnell, 5'7 sophomore, will work it across the timeline quickly in the paint. Fitzpatrick, turnaround jumper from 10, no good. Beach flat taps the rebound to Walker. 15 seconds in, Walker quickly up to Utterback, hits off Utterback's chest. Takes a baseline, cut off, and gets it to Ford, left of the circle. Shelby Ford, younger sister of Haven Ford, playing collegiately at Murray State, for those not aware. Freshman there, as she'll work it right wing to Walker. Walker will pick up her dribble in a tight spot. Now get it on the Bath County logo to Utterback. Left wing Ford goes baseline, back on the wing to Utterback. Three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound will come down to Steele. Steele, the Nittany Lion commit, almost loses it, but does keep possession and gets it across the timeline. Into the paint, Fitzpatrick in the far corner, Saunders. Skips it on the wing, Quinn right side, out top to Steele. D3 from Steele, no good. Creams off the side of the rim into the lap of Ford. Ford wasting no time across the midcourt stripe to Wills. The former Bath County product has it blocked from behind. Rebound and a putback. Beach no good. As Steele will come down with that second rebound. Nice block from behind by Steele. Pass up, tipped by Utterback. Right into the lap of Saunders. That lay-in's going to be no good by Fitzpatrick. And we may want to start this one all over again, Randy, and take the lids off of it. Ford at the midcourt logo to Walker. Left-handed lay-in. No good. Beach tipped the rebound into the hands of Utterback, but it's going to be slapped out of her hands back to Steele. 90 seconds in, 0-0. Steele, step back three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, baseline right, offensive Saunders, right of the circle, Fitzpatrick to Steele, around the horn, left wing Quinn. At three, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds, and it'll go to Round County with 6:14, first quarter. Round County looking at a man-to-man defense so far. Then themselves playing a zone defense. Pass to Ford into the paint. Right wing Beach. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Olivia Beach gets the first bucket in this one. As the three-pointer will fall for her. Russell wasting no time. Top of the key, Fitzpatrick skips it to Saunders. And Saunders has Wills chase after it and have a foot on the baseline. It'll be Russell basketball. I had to wait and see which direction Kenny Kegley was going to signal, but Wills the last to touch it. As that pass trying to be skipped across the court, and Quinn will inbound in the corner for Russell. 2 minutes in, 3-0. Round County leading early. Still penetrates, stops, pops the free throw line, good. 5'6 senior, had 14 in the opener, has Russell's first 2-point field goal. Beach right wing, top of the key, Wills. Man-to-man defense still for Russell as Wills will take it over to Ford, who will bring it out on the Bath County logo. Bath County, the host of this EKC tournament. As the pass from Ford right wing to Wills, slapped out of bounds by Darnell.
Tight defense by Russell. Brown's going to have to make sure they get a little better passing lanes than that.
Ford gets the inbounds pass in between the circles. Nice backdoor feed to Walker, and Walker gets an easy lay-in. It's 5-2. Oborn has checked in for Russell. And she'll get it across the timeline in the near corner steal. She'll fire up the three early in the possession. No good. Rebound's going to go all the way out of play, and it'll go to Round County last off of Oborn, who had just checked in. Cutter back, wind bound to midcourt, and toss it into Ford. Ford will cross the midcourt stripe. 3 minutes in, 5-2, round leading back, or make it rather, Russell here in Bath County early. Wills gets the handoff from Utterback. Left wing will flick it to Walker. Walker brings it back out top to Beach. Beach will penetrate, kicks it on the wing to Utterback. Utterback takes it to the free throw line, now to Wills. Wills in between the circles. Wills falls down to a knee, somehow gets a pass off, but it's right into the lap of Darnell. And Darnell will get it up to Steele. Steele across the timeline, all the way past the free throw line, and the Peyton shot up no, but she's fouled. And a couple free throws upcoming. Ford will go on, foul will go on Ford, excuse me, the PA person in this contest. It just says the numbers. He doesn't say names or anything. One of the most unorthodox PA announcers you'll probably hear. First one good from Steele. She'll shoot one more. Knocks them both down. 5-4, round leading by one early. 4.5 left first quarter. Wills gets the inbounds. Wills almost throws it away to Utterback, up to Ford, and Utterback does throw it away. Pass too high over top of the head of Ford. Russell coming the other way with it. Saunders up to Quinn. In the corner they find Oborn. That three off. Rebound's going to be off the hands of Russell, and it'll go to Round County. That last off of Darnell. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Kennedy Darnell is a sister to Madison Darnell, former player at Russell. As Utterback, inbound pass to Ford, and Ford on the breakaway has Beach. Bounce pass to Beach, that's kicked. Good idea by Ford, and play there by Saunders. It's either kick the ball or give up a lay-in, one of the two, and she decided to kick it. 4:05. Left, Round County leading by one first quarter. Ford fires up the right wing 3-0. Steele gets the rebound. Steele into the far corner, Oborn. Oborn skips it. Baseline right, Darnell. Count the bucket and the foul. Darnell will go to the line as Russell has their first lead. Wills will pick up her first team second. Easton will come in for Wills. And Fleming will come in for Russell. Coming out will be Saunders. One free throw upcoming for Darnell. No good. Baseline left. Offensive rebound. Steele shot blocked by Beach. Beach control tipped. Rebound to Ford. Across the timeline. Right wing Utterback. Three in transition. Give it to her. Round County back in front. Cross court pass. Steele. She'll slowly walk it across the timeline, penetrating on Walker. Up with the shot, no good, but Walker hit her across the arm, and Walker will pick up her first team's third. And Steele will go to the line and shoot a pair. Bengals tonight on Monday Night Football. They are a double-digit underdog. Let's go ahead and just be frank there. Jaguars, who the Bengals are playing on the road down in Jacksonville, which still makes the first.
How about that stadium? Wildcats and Clemson a little later in the year.
Yep. Those free throws good from Steele. We're tied at 8 apiece. 3.5, first quarter. Semifinals EKC tournament. As Utterback turns it over across the timeline. Back tipped by Quinn. Quinn takes it coast to coast, passes across the paint to a trailing Fleming, and Fleming will lay it up and in. Nice job running the court by the 5'10 sophomore as Ford across the timeline bounces it right wing Easton. Easton goes baseline right, cut off and goes out top Beach. Skip pass left wing to Utterback. Baseline left Ford. One dribble. Turns, spins, right hand hook shot. No. Rebound steal. 2:50 left first quarter. To the lead for Russell, and they have it. In between the circles, still passing the paint. Fleming going to have it blocked from behind. And they're going to give it to Round County.
Well, Fleming looked like she knew it, so she headed back down the floor.
Must have ricocheted off of Fleming. We had the worst angle in the gym on it. So we'll go with it in Round County basketball. Trailing by two. Long pass up to Easton, and that pass just too high. Easton was one-on-two with Ford. But the pass just too hard. 2:36 first quarter. Wills will come in. Utterback will take a breather. Darnell inbounding. Round County full court man-to-man pressure. Pass inbounds is going to be grabbed by Steele, and she's going to have a breakaway. Two on one. Steele bounces it off to Fleming. Lay in there. Perfect timing on the pass and an easy lay-in. Fleming with four. Wills takes it to the wing and walks with it. Little confusion with Walker on who was going to pick up the basketball, and Wills kind of had to pick it up herself after laying it off.
Round County's going to have to learn how to play a little bit slower, at least mentally. They're making way too many turnovers. They're kind of excited that they're in a pretty good position in this game right now.
Quinn with it, left wing, skip pass all the way on the near corner to O'Born. Almost walks with it. Darnell almost walks with it, too. She'll take it to the elbow and kick it far corner to Steele, and Steele knocks it down. As much as they look for a walk, as Matt Stokes will take a timeout, as much as officials look for walks, I think Russell just got away with two very, very close ones there before that Steele three. 1:55 first quarter, 15-8, Russell in front.
Nice crowd on hand for this game. Probably more than was here for the Bath County contest.
Russell traveled very well, actually, considering the distance.
I think they're looking forward to this season. They, along with Boyd County and Ashland, probably the early favorites for this region. I'll tell you this, Bath County looked really good in their game.
A player with a very popular last name, getting a lot of minutes for Bath County. That last name being Fareed, Kenneth Fareed's daughter, getting significant minutes this year for Bath County.
Yeah, they've been ahead a lot. And a lot of those young kids, they've got a really good freshman team.
Ford will bounce it into Beach. Full court pressure from Russell. Three-quarter court to Walker. Now to Ford, who breaks the pressure. Ford, floater from 10. Off back iron, no. Rebound steal. Had an outlet, but instead will slow it down and keep it herself. Ford will cross the Bath County logo, moving from left to right. One-arm pass in the far corner, Darnell. Three-pointer, good. Five for Darnell. Give the assist to steal. And just like that, it's a 10-point lead with 90 seconds left, first quarter. Ford, pass is tipped. Walker able to get it off to Ford. Over to Beach, right elbow. Beach loses it baseline right, and it's going to be last off of Russell's O'Born, who slaps it out of bounds. It'll be Round County basketball into their own bucket. Allen will come in for Russell, and Utterback back in for Round County, replacing Beach. Utterback will inbound under her own bucket. Inbounds far corner Ford, brings it out onto the wing to Walker straight away with 1:15. Back on the wing to Ford, three-pointer, banks it in. Wow, it's late, Randy, but the bank's still open. Already at the midcourt stripe, O'Born to the free throw line, almost walks with it, kicks it right wing to Quinn, three-pointer, no. Rebound, Easton. But she's tied up. Jump ball possession arrow will give it to Brown County. Seven the lead for Brown County. Utter back, inbounding to go length of the court. Floats it over top to the midcourt line to Ford. Cross-court pass Wills. Bounce over to Easton. Right-handed lay-in is there. Beautiful ball movement up the court as Easton will come away with the 2 points. Top of the key, Quinn with 43 seconds. Darnell with 33, just dribbling out top. Still dribbling, floating it to the near corner, Darnell to Quinn. She'll go baseline right, skips it, far corner for a three, no good by Saunders, and we're going to have a foul going the other way. It'll be against Russell in Round County Basketball with 20 seconds left.
24 got that foul. Allen.
Wills, cross midcourt stripe, 16 seconds. In between the circles, 14 seconds to four. Now left wing to Walker. Walker takes it into the paint. Right-handed lay-in off the glass and good for Brindley Walker. Three-point lead for Russell. Shot from midcourt at the buzzer. Almost banked in by Quinn. And after one quarter, it's a good one. Russell 18, Round County 15 through one here on WIVY.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Good first 8 minutes, Randy.
It was. Round County got down by 10 and battled back. That's important to see. And they, again, all they need to do is stay, just play just a little bit slower.
It was 18-8. It's now 18-15. So a 7-0 run to end the quarter. We're underway second quarter. Russell in black uniforms moving from left to right. Steele bounces it to Quinn left side. Now to Saunders in there with Darnell and Fitzpatrick. They work it around right wing still, skips it left side Quinn, three-pointer contested, barely draws iron, Walker with the rebound. Walker's going to be walloped from behind, somehow gets the pass up to Utterback, as Utterback will skip it right of the circle, Easton wide open, three good, we're tied at 18, a 10-0 run. 18-18, near sideline bringing it up is Darnell. As Easton with five, Darnell will take it to the free throw line. Runner from 10, no good. Rebounds on the deck. Darnell will track it down baseline right. Darnell in between the circles to Quinn. Takes it left and bounces it left low block. Saunders, turnaround shot over top of Beach is good. Runner back gets it into Wills, crossing the red Bath County logo, and it is a logo of the actual shape of Bath County. At midcourt, angles right to Utterback. Utterback floats it off baseline left to Easton. Easton floats it off to Walker, and Walker is going to be tied up. Possession arrow will give it to Round County, so it'll stay on the Round County end. No pun intended, but I think Walker got away with the walk. Utterback inbounding under her own bucket, inbound to Beach. Back to Utterback in the corner. Utterback one dribble to Beach, top of the key. Flips it over right wing Wills. Wills splits a double team, takes it into the paint, and is absolutely crushed by Saunders. And Wills will go to the line and shoot two as Saunders will pick up her first. Wills will go to the line, her first free throw attempts. First one up and in. This one to tie it up. At 20 apiece. And it's no good. Rebound is going to be controlled by Sanders for Russell. She'll get it to Steele. Steele across the timeline. Steele's got a head of steam. Stops, pops from the free throw line. Short, no good. Rebound Fitzpatrick. Put back, no. Rebound Beach and up to Eastham. Eastham's going to bring it up the court and cross the timeline. We'll go right to Wills. Wills will put it to the deck, bring it top of the key, and flick it near corner to Walker. Off on the wing, Utterback. Contested three off back iron, and that will get stuck on top of the backboard. So we're going to have a delay in the action while the basketball is stuck on top of the backboard. We saw this in the first game. So 6-11 second quarter, 20-19, Russell leading.
He got a longer tool this time. Had to jump last time.
Russell leading Round County by one. The best memory I can think of this is when this happened in the NCAA tournament. And remember from the cheerleaders, the male and the female cheerleader did their little stunt to get it, and it went number one on the top ten?
Yep.
We have the basketball retrieved with 6-11. We're back underway. Steele will get it at the midcourt stripe, takes it to the right wing, looking at the 2-3 zone defense that Round County's been in all game. So Round in the zone, Russell in the man-to-man. Steele out top, will float at left wing Quinn, back to Steele straight away. Steele will take the screen from Fitzpatrick. The right elbow jumper's good. In double figures with 11 is Shaylin Steele. Wills cross the logo, left to Utterback. Utterback will take it back right wing to Wills. Wills will pick up her dribble and have it ripped away by Steele. Steele just straight stole it. Steele's going to have it back tip into her teammate Fitzpatrick's hands and straight away to Quinn. Quinn to the elbow, all the way left low block, lands good. Lead at five now. Back and forth we go here in Bath County, EKC semifinals.
That's a foul that they're not calling out front. Two times in a row down the floor.
Utterback off to Wills, right side. Back left side, Ford. Ford will take the screen to the right elbow. Has it poked away, and there's a foul going to be called. That's going to be tacked on Kennedy Darnell. That is her first, team second of the quarter. And Cassie Perkins will come in for Round County, the 5'4 sophomore. Utterback inbounding her own bucket. Gets it into Ford. Back to Utterback in the corner. Out top to Wills. Shot fake. Cut off going baseline right. And her pass to Perkins in the corner. Slapped out of play. Active hands there by Sanders. Actually, Fitzpatrick, I beg your pardon. 2 seconds under 5 minutes left. Second quarter. The lead at five. Kelby Ford in between the circles. Wangle left and take it to Perkins on the wing. Perkins gets hit hard by Steele. Perkins will get it off to Ford. Ford has her pass slapped down. Ford will track it down shy of the midcourt circle. Ford now on the midcourt logo. Goes left to Perkins. Perkins on the wing. Perkins picks up her dribble, gets it off to Beach, and it's going to be thrown away. Getting her hand in the passing lane is Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick will get it back to Steele. Steele across midcourt to the right elbow. Contested two-point jumper rattles home. 13 for Steele. Lead at seven. The largest has been 10 for Russell. And thrown away. Wills up the court for it. Stolen by Steele. One-on-one with Wills. Lay-in is there. Count it. She's fouled. Free throw upcoming for Steele, who's already 4-4 from the line so far today. Wills will pick up her second. She'll come out. Walker will come in with 4:08 second quarter and a chance for Steele to give Russell a 10-point lead. On the way, and it's good. Sixteen already for Steele. Ford, Kelby Ford, angles right, gets it to Perkins right wing. Perkins really being hounded by Fitzpatrick. Perkins now switched off to Sanders. We'll get it to Utterback, top of the key, Utterback, baseline left, laying in with the right hand's good. Utterback with five. Russell wasting no time. Quinn across the logo. Gets it all the way into the paint. Bounce pass off to Fitzpatrick, and that's just Fitzpatrick beating everyone down the court. Her first field goal. 3.5. First half. 10-point lead for Russell matches the largest lead of the ball game. Utter back, gets it off to Walker. Walker drives right into the chest of Fitzpatrick. Knocked away, coming away with it, Darnell. Euro step move, shot over top of Ford, no good. Offensive rebound, it's kicked out in the corner for a three by O'Born. Extra opportunity and second chance points for the 5'4 sophomore, Gabby O'Born. Largest lead of the ball game at 13 as Ford has it tipped away. She falls to the deck on top of it, and then Coach Matt Stokes will take the timeout. Full timeout will break as well. Largest lead of the ball game for Russell at 13. 3 minutes left, first half, here in Owingsville.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. Need some extra cash for the holidays? Thank Eagle Finance. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Largest lead of the ball game for Russell, 34-21, 3:02 semifinals of the EKC tournament. Girls action. Round County basketball inbounding on the hash on their offensive side of the court. Tossed in between the circles to Ford. Ford has it slapped out of bounds by Steele with 2:56 second quarter. Ford gets a inbounds pass again. Take it, pass it left wing Walker. Strong man-to-man defense from Russell. Walker's pass is going to be tipped down and stolen by Russell. Coming away with it is O'Born. Kicks it in the near corner, Quinn. Quinn back to O'Born. O'Born shot fake, takes it baseline, cut off and gets it back to Quinn. Quinn takes it straight away. 2.5 second quarter, 13 the lead still, 34-21. Right wing O'Born in the corner to Sanders. Back to O'Born. 2-3 zone defense from Round County, and they try to force it in the painted area, and it's going to be stolen by Eastham, and she's fouled right away after the steal to prevent the fast break by Courtney Fitzpatrick. Her first team's third of the quarter. Ford crosses the logo, moving from right to left. Left wing to Utterback. Utterback will take it right of the circle. Pass off to Beach. In the corner it goes to Ford. She'll go baseline right. Takes it baseline. Shot hits the bottom of the backboard. And rebound into the lap of Sanders. Up to Quinn. Quinn takes it all the way into the paint. Kicks it in the far corner. O'Born. Three-pointer. Good. Lead out to 16 under 2 minutes. Ford passes it in the right wing, and it goes right through the hands of Easton. Out of bounds, and it'll go back to Russell. Russell will inbound to go length of the court. Approaching 90 seconds left, first half. Quinn crosses the logo, looking at the zone defense from Round County. Give it to Steele on the left elbow. In the paint to Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick trying to get it back out top, but she slipped as she passed it. And there was no one able to get to it on that right side. No one was over there. Just lost her footing. 16 the lead still for Russell. Round County with it. On the Bath County logo, Ford, it goes right. All the way to the right. Low block. Lay-in not there. Rebound will come down to O'Born. O'Born up the court to, I beg your pardon, Fitzpatrick. Far corner, Darnell. She'll skip it to O'Born right wing. O'Born passing the paint, tipped and stolen away by Round County. It's going to be Eastham coming away with it to Utterback. Utterback up with the shot, no good, but she's fouled, and Utterback will go shoot some free throws. With 51 seconds left. Second on Allen. team's fourth of the quarter. Cutter back, can't connect on the first. Sixteen the lead for Russell, as Allen will come out and Darnell will come back in. Quarterback makes the second. She's got six. 15 the lead for Russell, and they'll cross the timeline with 45 seconds left in this first half. Quinn to the elbow, right low block shot, no, but she's fouled, and Utterback kind of laughing. She doesn't like the call, as Utterback will pick up the foul. That'll be her first, team second of the quarter, and line right will be a couple free throws for Bella Quinn. Good on the first. 5'3 senior. Knocks them both down. Ford will take her time crossing the timeline with 36 seconds left. Ford, crossover dribble, gets it back to Utterback, 28 seconds. Utterback in the corner to Easton. Easton back to Utterback, baseline left, down low to Ford, right-handed lay-in, no good. Gets her own rebound back to Walker, 20 seconds, to Beach. Beach, right wing to Ford, down low to Beach, but the pass is going to be slapped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Round County. Thought so, just wanted to make sure we saw the signal with 12 seconds left. 17-point lead for Russell. Utterback inbounded. Utterback finds Walker. Walker to Beach. Back to Walker. Left of the circle. Three with 7 seconds left. No good. Rebound Utterback. Blocked from behind. Gets her own rebound. Blocked again. Out of bounds once again. And Round County windbound with 2.3 left here in the second quarter. Utterback will trigger. Utterback gets it into Ford. It's tipped and stolen away by Oborn at half court for three. No good, but it would have counted if it would have fell, and we are through two quarters of play. Russell, 39. Round County, 22. The Red Devils well on their way to the EKC Championship here on WIBY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber is the place for stocking stuffers. Get your start today. We have a huge selection of Yeti cups and coolers, flashlights, and case upon case of Case brand knives. Our selections are ever-changing. Come out to Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is a helpful place. Big Four Lumber is so much more than just lumber and nails. Come see us to start and finish your Christmas shopping today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
As we wrestle Red Devils 18, Round County 15 at the end of the first quarter. Round County came back out and scored the first one to tie it up at 18. And since then, it's been 21-4 for Russell. Leading away for the Red Devils is Shaylin Steele, the Penn State signee. She's got 16 points, 5 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer, and 5 of 5 from the free throw line. 6 points for Gabby Up. Oborn on 2 3-pointers. 5 points for Kennedy Darnell. 2 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer, and 0 of 1 from the free throw line. 4 points for Bella Quinn, a couple of field goals, excuse me, 1 field goal, a 2-pointer, and 2 of 2 from the line. 4 points for Fleming, 2 field goals. 2 points for Hannah Sanders, and 2 points for Courtney Fitzpatrick. 14 field goals for Russell in that first half, 4 of them 3-pointers. 7 of 8 from the free throw line and 39 points. For Round County, 6 points for Destiny Utterback, 2 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Lauren Eastham, 2 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer. 4 points for Brindley Walker, 2 field goals for her 4 points. 3 points for Kelby Ford, 3 points for Olivia Beach on 3-pointers, and 1 point for Diamond Wills. 8 field goals for Round County, 4 of them 3-pointers, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, and 22 points. Again, it was 18-15 into the first quarter, 39-22 at the half. Biggest lead for Round County was 3 points. We had 2 ties at 8 and 18. Biggest lead for the Russell Red Devils was 16 points, and we had 3 lead changes in that half. We'll come back with more at halftime after this on WIVY.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead include the value pack of Our Family USDA boneless skinless chicken breast, only $1.99 a pound. 3 boxes of Duncan Hines classic cake mixes, just $4. Fresh asparagus is only $3.99 a pound, and Hot Pockets are especially priced, 2 cartons for just $5. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
IGA.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare. Again, we are in the semifinal round of the Girls Eastern Kentucky Conference Basketball Tournament. Bath County is hosting the semis and the finals. Defeated Lewis County earlier tonight, 52-29, and they're awaiting the winner of this game, which right now has Russell leading 39-22. There are consolation games scheduled in this tournament. We'll check. Should Round County not be able to rally in this game, we'll check and see if they are going to play Lewis County on Thursday night. That game would be actually at Round County should they choose to play it. Sometimes schools are scheduled so many times in the regular season they don't play the consolation games in this tournament, but we'll certainly check on it. Like Round and Bath County get matched up, you know, they play such big seed games. You know, sometimes you don't necessarily want to play those extra games unless you can actually declare it a seed game and go ahead and play it. So that would that possibility would come up over in, it would be in this tournament if it was possible. And doesn't look like it's going to be possible. And the other, Bath County, has already moved into the consolation bracket. Approaching the start of the second half.
Houday.
Did they score?
No, they got a first down on their first drive, though. So.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Are you going to do your best Dave Latham impression here in the second half and just randomly scream throughout my play-by-play?
I don't think so.
A 17-point game?
I'm kind of thinking we'll probably get, if it doesn't change soon, both teams will play some additional people and whatever like that. So we should be trying to see who's out there. But Round County had a lovely run right at the end of the first quarter, and they need another one of those like right now.
Beach, Wills, Ford, Walker, and Utterback for Round County. For Russell, Stilquin, Sanders, Darnell, and Fitzpatrick. White for Round County. Black for Russell. As Russell will get the first possession and Quint will get it in the backcourt and cross the timeline. Second half underway, Russell leading by 17 and jumping the passing lane. Wills can't get the ball though and able to get a step on her and get a delay in as Quint. Six for Quint. Utter back across the timeline, gets a step on her defender left wing. Shovel pass off to Beach is slapped out of bounds baseline right and it'll stay with Round County under their own bucket. Utterback looking, finds Ford right of the circle. 2-3 zone defense from Russell, and the pass from Utterback is going to be off Ford's hands into the backcourt, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds, last off of Ford. Well, if Ford was the last to touch it, it should have been backcourt violation.
No, well, the first person to touch it was one of the Russell players.
Okay, so that's what matters then, I was going to say. Inbound pass, going to be to Steele, and Steele quick lay-in. 18 for her. Lead at 21. Pass up the court, going to be off the hands of Ford and stolen by Fitzpatrick. To Darnell. Darnell right of the circle, Quinn. Quinn into the paint, no-look bounce pass to Fitzpatrick, goes out of bounds. .709, third quarter, 21 the lead for Russell. Portal cross the logo. To Walker. Left wing. Skip pass right wing. Wills. Wills picks up her dribble. Looking. Throws it about 10 feet over top of Ford. Baseline left out of bounds. Russell will walk it up, 43-22, their lead. 6:40, third quarter. Quinn angles right to the right elbow, all the way to the right low block, and will get the lay-in high off the glass. 8 for Quinn. Ford takes it to the right side. Feeds in the paint to Beat. Shot blocked away by Fitzpatrick. Coming away with it, Darnell. Darnell's going to be fouled by Wills, and that'll be her third, team's first of the quarter. It'll be Russell basketball inbounding right beside their bench. Come on, what are we doing? Sanders will inbound right in front of the Russell bench. Inbound still in between the circles to the free throw line, all the way into the paint shot, partially blocked by Utterback. Ball's on the floor, Utterback getting tied up with Fitzpatrick, but I think Utterback's going to get called for the foul. No, they're going to get Eastman, I beg your pardon. Her first team, second of the quarter. Steele inbounding under her own bucket to her left. Bounces it in near corner Sanders. Sanders straight away to Quinn, who will drift to the right side and call out the play. Quinn takes it to the wing, hands off Darnell. Darnell, top of the key, left of the circle, Steele. All the way left wing, Sanders. Back out top, Steele. Shot fake. Gets past one defender. That's Walker. Lay in no good. Rebound will come down to Sanders, and we're going to have a tie-up with Eastham. And the possession arrow will give it to Round County, trailing by 23 points with under 6 minutes third quarter. Ford will cross the logo. Ford takes it inside the arc, now behind the arc on the wing to Utterback. She'll take one step inside the arc, and no good on the long two-point jumper. Rebound will come down to Russell's Quinn, who has to track it down baseline right. Quinn gets it up the court on the far sideline, Darnell. Darnell across the logo, skips it near corner, Steele, who has to save it in. Quinn, Johnny on the spot, therefore the quick runner from five after it saved in by Steele. She's in double figures with 10. Steele with another assist in the lead at 25. Backdoor cut. Utterback, the feed there. Finish not, though. Rebound Russell and Quinn. Quinn, no-look pass near corner Steele, and that's just a bad pass that Steele unable to get to. Nothing wrong there with Steele. Pass just not on point.
What a great pass that was from Kelby Ford. Just could not get the layup to fall on that other end.
Utterback out. Wills in.
Diamond Wills needs something good to happen for her, like right away, because she's so frustrated that things have gone the way they have.
25, the lead for Russell, under 5, third quarter. Wills on the right elbow, pass tipped and stolen. Quinn comes away with it. Quinn, left-handed layup, swatted away by Eastham. Pretty play. Round County, though, still trailing by 25. Quinn, inbound steal, quick three, left wing, no good. Rebound off the hand of Beach, out of play, and we're going to say Fitzpatrick, actually, the last to touch it. They were tied up, and Fitzpatrick, with her being the last to touch it for Russell, it'll go to Round County, and Ford will walk it up. Ford on the logo. Goes left wing to Walker. Walker, with only 4 points in this one, skips it back to Ford, right side. Out on the wing to Wills, who will take it straight away under 4.5, third quarter. Wills, left to Walker. Walker takes a screen from Eastham. Walker picks up her dribble and is going to be fouled by Quinn. Bella Quinn will pick up her first, team's first of this quarter. It'll be Destiny Utterback. Beach will come to the bench. Ford, straight away with it. Has it poked away by Steele. Ford hops on it and rolls it over to Utterback. Utterback takes it to the left wing. Cutter back in the corner, Wills. Wills goes baseline left. Lay-in, no. Wills fights for her own rebound and is going to be fouled by Steele. That'll be Steele's first, team second. Wills slow to get up. And Wills gets up under her own power and will stay in the game. Utter back, windbound to our right under our own bucket. Four round counting with a tick under 4 minutes. 25 the lead. Utter back looking, has her inbounds pass slapped out of bounds, but then it ricochets off of Easton. Bad break there for Easton, but not the best pass in play. Russell will walk it up under four. Crossing the midcourt logo, Quinn moving from right to left. She'll take it to the wing where O'Born will come and grab it. O'Born bounces it to Steele, and it's going to be stolen by Walker. One-on-one versus Steele. Walker blocked from behind by Steele. Utterback will get the offensive rebound. Utterback up with the tough floater, no good. Rebound off her hands into the hands of Easton, left wing. Easton to the elbow, shovels it back to Walker. 3:30 left, third quarter. Round County trailing by 25 as Walker gets a left wing Utterback. That three, no good. Rebound, O'Born, and O'Born being hounded by Ford as she gets across the timeline. It's tapped back to Darnell, and we're going to have a foul called on Russell's 11. And the reason I say the number is because that is on O'Born, her first, and that was a frustration foul, and she immediately comes out of the game.
Yeah, that's not just a foul. That's a retaliation. It should have been. It could have been more.
Intentional or
technical, yeah.
Yeah. Ford across the logo. Goes far corner to Utterback. Again, Round County trailing by 25. Utterback to Wills. Gets a step on her defender. Lay in, no good as it sits on the rim and won't fall. Steele with the rebound. Keeps it herself across the logo. She'll take the three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Ford. Ford on the run. Ford straight away three in transition, no good. Rebound Wills. One dribble down. Up with the lay in and there. Wills with her first field goal. She's got three total points in this one. Russell, three on the way from Allen. Right side, no good. Rebound Ford. Ford will cross the logo. 23, they trail. Wills, shot, swatted away, but a foul called on Darnell, and Wills will go shoot two. Darnell will pick up her second. That's the team's fourth of this quarter with 2:31. Left on the clock. Wills will shoot one free throw. No good. Was looking at ESPN today and just looking through some of the highlights for Indy, and a really cool story. John Smoltz is going to make the final stage of Champions Tour qualifying school. Is the second free throw no good by Wills. John Smoltz, a former MLB pitcher, Hall of Fame pitcher. He could be a professional golfer here in just a few weeks' time. Elm County trailing by 23 with 2 minutes and change left in this third quarter. Russell with the basketball. Allen, and she's going to lose it. Poked away by Wills. Wills on the breakaway. Left-handed lands there. Five for Wills. And Quinn will slow it down as she crosses the midcourt logo under 2 minutes now. Bounces it still, left elbow. Still turns, shot, loses it as she goes up with it. And it's going to be out of play.
Wow.
And it's going to stay with Russell.
Still
wow.
Fouled on the rebound, and they're still going to give the ball to Russell. She went over the top, slapped it out of bounds, I thought, but they said it was at least it was off Round County.
Inbound pass still. Quickly back to the inbounder, Quinn in the corner. Quinn will take it out onto the wing, and straightaway Sanders. On the logo to Quinn. Approaching 90 seconds left, third quarter, in the lead at 21. Fleming gets it right elbow to Steele. Steele backs it out onto the wing. The Penn State commit, penetrating on Utterback. Shot, maybe partially blocked there by Utterback. Didn't even get above the rim as Utterback comes away with it. Utterback, left wing, stops, picks up her dribble. Kicks it baseline left, Wills. Left low block, Ford, right-handed hook. Shot off the glass and good for Kelby Ford. Ford with five, and that trims the lead down under 20. 108 first, make it third quarter rather. Is that turned over at the free throw line by O'Born? Walker up the court, Wills. Wills trying to get it to Ford. Ball's on the deck. Ford able to get it. Left wing Walker, three on the way. No good. Rebound will come down to Sanders for Russell under a minute, third quarter. Steele, one-arm pass up the court to Oborn. Oborn, left low block, Fleming. Nice post move up with the left hand. No good. Rebound Easton, and we're going to have a jump ball. That is the quickest jump ball ever. Come on. 19 the lead for Russell. Easton replaced by Beach. Russell will inbound. It's Quinn under their own bucket. Out top, Sanders. Back to Quinn, left wing. Pass baseline left is tipped and stolen away, but Beach had a foot on the sideline as she got a hand on the basketball to stay with Russell. Right in front of the Russell bitch, Sanders inbounds to Oborn. In between the logos, Oborn. 30 seconds. Gives it off to Quinn. Quinn with 10 points in this one. Steele with 18. The lead at 19 for Russell. 20 seconds. Quinn, little hesitation at the elbow. Shot up. Nope, but she's fouled by Utterback. Clearly got her across the arm, and Utterback will pick her second up. And Quinn will go shoot two. First one up for Quinn, and it's good. Darnell in. 17 seconds left. The lead at 20 for Russell.
The Division II conference in Pennsylvania is great, and Quinn's going to be going to Kutztown State.
I learned that place existed about an hour ago. 21 the lead for Russell. 12 seconds left. Ford gets it in the corner to Wills. Wills still has a dribble, now uses it, goes baseline, loses it as she goes up for the lay-in. 5 seconds, Quinn comes away with it. At the timeline, 3 seconds, Quinn just heaves it up, no good. Rebound, put back, good, but it didn't get off in time, no way. They'll wipe it off. 21 the lead for Russell in full control. Well on their way to the EKC Championship Final. They can hold on here on WIBY.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Okay, I got to get a good bipartisan Christmas joke in. Did you hear about Washington, D.C.? They are banning nativity scenes this year.
I think I did, but I don't remember what the punchline is.
They couldn't find three wise men.
There you go.
I just want to make sure everyone knows I'm being very bipartisan when I say that joke. Heard that one today. It was too good not to share, especially as we head into a 20-point game into the fourth quarter. 49-28. Russell showing why they're the region favorite this year in the 16th region as top of the key. Wills, nice feed down low to Kelby Ford. That's a backdoor feed for an easy lay-in. And Ford gets this fourth quarter rolling with a quick bucket. She's got seven. Top of the key with it is Quinn. She'll lay it off left of the circle to Steele. Steele one-on-one with Walker. Penetrating on Brindley, and she's just a beautiful play there by Steele. And she's got 20 now as she gets the lay-in over top of Walker. Ford, wasting no time, gets it in the near far corner, Utterback. She'll go baseline left, runner from five in there. Eight now for Utterback. Quinn looking at that zone defense for Round County, 2-3 zone defense, and rolls it off to Darnell to Steele left side. Steele,
takes it into the paint. Euro step move to get past Nutter back in. Steele now with 22. 53-32, fourth quarter. Bath County Russell looks to be your EKC championship coming up here later this week. And we're going to have a jump ball called. Possession here. We'll give it to Russell. Oborn will come in. Sanders will catch a breather. Six and a half, fourth quarter, 21 the lead. Quinn across the logo. Takes it inside the circle, and she's going to get called for an offensive foul with that offhand, a push-off. Her second. The Morehead State men back in action against North Alabama this coming Sunday. Set for a 3 o'clock tip. The Morehead State women back in action back in Morehead a week from tonight, or a week from today, rather, an 11 a.m. tip-off against Wheeling out of West Virginia. Steele will pick up the defensive foul. That'll be her second. And Round County will toss it in again to Ford. 6:15, fourth quarter, 21 the lead. Ford, right wing, gets it baseline right. Tough floater up, no. Rebound going to be off the hands of a Red Devil all the way to the far sideline, and it'll go to Round County. Wills, top of the key, gets it to Ford in the paint. Runner from 10, no. Rebound will come down to Darnell, who's pushing the back. It looked like Beach, it was. Beach will pick up the foul, her first team's first of the quarter. Steele, across the midcourt stripe, to the right elbow, stops, pops, misses everything. Looked like it may have been partially blocked. Wills with the rebound. Up the court, Walker, right-handed lay-in, no good. Rebound to Darnell. Darnell is going to be fouled by Wills. That's going to be her fourth. Under 6 minutes, fourth quarter, 21 still the lead. Steele, top of the key, wide open. No one keeps tabs on Fitzpatrick, and Steele finds her for the easy lay-in. Ford, right wing to Wills, takes a baseline right, trying to shovel it off to Beach, and that pass is going to be thrown away. Russell coming away with it. Steele with the reverse lay-in on the other end, no good. Rebound, Round County to Walker, up to Ford. 3-on-2 in favor of the Lady Vikings. Baseline right, Wills, right-handed runner, off the glass and good. Wills with 7, excuse me. Under 5 minutes, fourth quarter, 21 the lead again. Steele kicks it near corner. Oborn, 3, no good. Rebound Wills, and she'll take it on the run. Has it poked away and stolen by Russell. Oborn, right-handed shot, no good, and Oborn is walloped. Oborn will go shoot a couple free throws. See who the Round County foul is on. It'll be on Beach. Her second, and Oborn will go shoot 2. Good on the first. She's got 7 now. And timeout taken by Round County. 22-point lead for Russell midway through the fourth here on WIBY.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Morehead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Hello, and Monday back at the studio. They call him Randy Stacy. Sitting to my left, I'm Jared Stacy. Happy to have you along as Round County is going to drop this one. Russell's going to meet Bath County later this week in the EKC Championship. On the girls' side of things is the free throw no good by Oborn. Long rebound, though, is tracked down by Steele. And
it's a bad call.
They're going to call an offensive foul on Steele.
They ignored the overguarding, stepping across her and all like that, and then they call her for an offensive foul.
I'm not going to say who called that, but that may be one of the worst calls I've seen in a long time. That was nowhere near an offensive foul on Steele. What in the world? Holy cow. 22 the lead for Russell as Beach has it swatted away on the feed by Ford. Gets it left side to Abbott. That three-pointer no good. That's Abbott, an eighth grader who's checked in. Round County offensive rebound under back. Extra opportunity as Wills in between the circles now. Wills takes it and gives it to Abbott. Abbott throws it up from the right side. Nothing but net. Two-point jumper, though. Still across the logo midway through the fourth. Still right into the lands there. 24 for Steele. Utter back quickly up to Wills' right wing. Wills goes baseline right. Fouled on the shot. And Wills will go shoot some free throws. Fleming will pick up the foul, her first. Two free throws of coming line right for Wills, and she's just one of four so far this evening from the free throw line. The former Bath County Wildcat misses the first. Sanders will check in. Fitzpatrick will go to the bench for Russell. Wills misses them both, and we're going to have a lane violation on Round County, so it wouldn't matter. Free throw doesn't count either way. To the lead for Russell. Quinn across the logo, gets it right in the paint to Fleming, and Fleming able to finish. Pass up the court, slapped out of bounds. Fleming now with six as Easton will come in and Beach will catch a breather. Kelly Ford gets the inbound, straight away utter back. Left of the circle, Wills, trying to backdoor feed it to Ford, slapped away and stolen by Steele. Steele, one-arm pass up to Sanders, who finishes. Sanders with four and Steele with another steal, matches the largest lead of the ball game. Wills takes a screen from Ford, gets a left-wing utterback. Utterback shovels off to Wills, who goes baseline, shot blocked from behind by Sanders. And Sanders will give it off to Quinn. Quinn. One-arm pass back to Sanders. Pretty play there. Six for Sanders, and Russell's blown this one wide open, Randy.
Yes.
Under 3 minutes. Easton. Pass to Utterback. Tipped and stolen by Quinn. And we're going to have timeout taken by Russell and Mandy Lane. Randy, talk about tomorrow, because we'll be back here tomorrow for the boys' side of things.
Right, the opening game of the evening will be East Carter and Lewis County. That'll be at 6 o'clock, and then Round County and Russell boys will play. The second game tonight got underway at about 7:40, so sometime between 7:30 and 8 o'clock that game will get underway. And Round County and Russell should be a good one. Should be two good games tomorrow night here. And we'll talk with Coach Stokes. Whether or not on that championship night that maybe Lewis County and Round County might play a consolation round game in Moorhead.
Russell basketball and they lead.
At 2:30, they'll cross the timeline. Oborn on the elbow to Fleming. Back to Oborn. Kicks it near corner for a three that is no good by Sharp. And the rebound to Ford. Long pass for Ford up to Thomas. Thomas trying to get it back to Utterback, but throws it away. Stolen by Russell. Oborn with it. Oborn straight away to Sanders. Baseline right. In the corner, Allen. That long two-point jumper airballed. Rebound comes down to about three players, and the jump ball will give the possession to Round County with 2:03 left in the fourth. Ford, wide open lane to the bucket as no one kept tabs on her, and she'll get the easy lay-in. Ford with nine. Oborn again across the timeline, throws it away again, this time stolen by Utterback. Utterback, shot no, rebound will come down to Allen for Russell, home run pass up to Oborn. Oborn, shot no good, rebound and a putback, Sanders no good. Rebound Easton for Round County. Under 90 seconds left here in this EKC semifinal. Near corner, Ford for Round County. Air ball down to Sanders. Sanders across the logo. Holding there, bounces it right to Oborn. 1 minute left, fourth quarter. Oborn to Sanders, right wing, straight away Fleming. Left of the circle, Allen. They hit a cutting Sanders. Back out behind the arc, Sharp. Three-pointer, no. Offensive rebound for Russell, and back to Oborn it goes. Angled right to Allen. 35 seconds to Sanders straight away. Russell will meet Bath County later this week. As Ford steals the lazy pass from Sanders, and Ford will lay it up and in. Ford in double figures with 11 under 20 seconds. Sanders will cross the timeline, and Russell shows why they're one of the favorites to win the 16th region. Baseline left, jumper from Fleming, no good, 5 seconds. Rebound Easton, three, she'll cross the timeline to Ford. Ford will lay it up, no good at the buzzer, and 64-40, your final. All Russell here tonight in the EKC semifinals. We'll wrap it up when we come back as Russell over Round here on WIVY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
All right, Brown County trailed 18-15 at the end of the first quarter, 39-22 at the half, 49-28 at the end of three. The Red Devils outscored Brown County 15-12 in the fourth quarter, ended up 64-40. Russell goes to 2-0 in the season and on to the championship game tomorrow night against Bath County. I'm sorry, 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Scoring for Russell, 24 points for Shaylin Steele. Bella Quinn at 12 points, 7 points for Gabby Oborn, 6 points each for Hannah Sanders and Cameron Fleming, 5 points for Kennedy Darnell, and 4 points for Courtney Fitzpatrick. For Round County, 11 points for Kelby Ford, 8 points for Destiny Utterback, 7 for Diamond Wills, 5 points for Lauren Eastham, 4 for Brindley Walker, 3 for Olivia Beach, and 2 for Shayna Abbott. Again, tomorrow night we'll be back here at set between 7:30 and 8 for the boys' game between Round County and Russell. And that could be a good one. Derek Cooksey's Russell team, they play very, very hard, and they'll certainly be a test. Round County has played well this season. They did drop a game on Saturday afternoon up at Woodward to a very good team up in Ohio, and I'm sure we'll want to get back to the win on the winning track tomorrow night and have a chance to play for the EKC tournament championship.
Looking forward to Morehead State after some time off. I believe finals week would be the reason that there is so much time off. But the Morehead State men, who no doubt, Randy, you've got to see them in person a handful of times, a very exciting men's team. They will be on the road back in action coming up on Sunday. We'll be down in Florence, Alabama. They'll face off against North Alabama. And then the Morehead State women will be back in action on Monday, Elementary Day. They will face off at 11 a.m. against Wheeling out of West Virginia, and that's when they invite all the kiddos from all the elementary schools from around the area to come watch, and it is loud, to say the least. So I'll take my headset off here and hand it over to Coach Stokes after a 64-40 loss to Russell.
Well, you got a good teaching tool. That's for sure.
We do.
I don't think the girls will believe some of the things they see that they did just by being in too big a hurry and a little bit scared.
And you know, the being in a hurry on those passes, and like, it's almost like our girls get the ball and are, oh, this girl's supposed to be here. I'm just going to throw it there. And there's nobody there. We can't get them to calm down. And, you know, we didn't play terrible tonight.
Hmm.
You know, our effort was a whole lot better in the second half. You know, we had a really good first quarter. Second quarter, we fell apart. You know, in the third and fourth quarter, we played harder. And that was my biggest gripe with them, is we weren't playing hard. You know, we kind of went through the motions on the offensive end. You know, girls were just kind of, they weren't cutting hard. So, in return, Russell could put more ball pressure on us. And we couldn't handle the pressure because our girls weren't doing what they're supposed to do on the offensive end. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff we get to look at and take away from this. But, you know, there's some positives. We knew early on that we were going to struggle this early part of the season. So there's a lot of things for us to look at, especially with this game, with Russell being one of the best teams in the region. You know, having a Shaylin Steele, who's one of the best seniors in the state of Kentucky. You know, so we've got a lot of stuff that we can take away from this game. I'm a lot happier with the effort we gave in the second half.
Are we going to play Thursday night?
We should be playing Thursday night.
At home against Lewis County.
Home against Lewis County.
Now, we'll say that game is at 6. Let's hope it doesn't occur, but should the boys lose tomorrow night, they would also play that night.
And they'd be at home. Would they be at home with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, home, yeah. Same bracket.
Well, hopefully the boys will be here on Thursday night and playing in the championship
absolutely.
Game.
I'm just saying, right. Your game will be at 6 probably either way.
Either way. Yeah, most likely we'll play at 6. You know, and like I said, hopefully the boys, if you haven't seen the boys play, they've got a really good ball club this year as well. And get out and watch them play. They're here tomorrow night, right? I don't know if they got the first or second game.
No, it's the second game tomorrow
second
night.
Second game tomorrow night. You know, so it's a short drive. Come over and watch them play. You know, hopefully we'll get some girls out to watch them play tomorrow night. And, you know, again, it's a tough matchup for us for early in the season. You know, Russell's one of those teams they've played together for several years now. So they're in midseason form. You know, and that was our group the last few years. Even at the beginning of the year, we're in midseason form because they're so used to playing together. And after our effort tonight, you know, I think if we play with this type of effort our first two games, we have a different outcome at Morgan County and a better outcome than what we already had with Greenup County just from the effort we put forth tonight. So, you know, we know it's there. Now they can't backtrack, and it's going to be up to us as coaches to make sure they're giving us that same effort, even in practice and every game from here on out.
Well, that's all you can ask for. And, again, this is a good teaching tool. And, again, you know, if you watch it together, there'll be heads hung, and then, you know, they'll have a good laugh about it.
They're going to see a lot of passes that girls are going to be like, yeah, my bad. And we'll say, well, we know. That's what we try to explain to you. But, yeah, it's a good teaching tool. It's really good to see a team as good as Russell early on and really give us an idea of what we got to work on. I think we play Russell again next week.
I was wondering if you're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, so we play them again next week, and you know, it'll kind of be, hey, what did we learn? What do we need to work on? And let's see if we can improve on our last game. So tough game for them, but we'll bounce back. I like the effort a whole lot more tonight. So hopefully we'll start turning that corner.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap it up. We're going to get out of here. Appreciate Owen Mundy on studio controls tonight. Again, Russell goes to 2-0 in the season. They're going to win a lot of games this year for Coach Mandy Lane. A couple of signees, Shaylin Steele signed with Penn State, Abella Quinn with Kutztown State, and, you know, they're a good team. Again, Round County now scheduled to play at 6 o'clock on Thursday night in Moorhead against Lewis County. Final score once again was Russell 64, Round County 40. From my partner Jared Stacy, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24/7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.